Good morning and welcome to this morning's reflection service by Shotgate Baptist Church. It's Louise here. It is Sunday the 10th of May 2020 and we are continuing to record our services remotely due to the social distancing measures put in place to try and stop the spread of the coronavirus. Our minister in training, Palani, is taking a well-deserved break today. So whilst there won't be a sermon as such, I'm hoping to be sharing with you some thoughts and reflections as we continue our series in the Psalms. Our psalm for today is Psalm 34. But as we begin our time together, let me say a word of prayer first. As I pray for us, I would encourage you not just to focus on the words, but to notice your breath as you listen. Take a few deep breaths and feel the air coming in and going out. And let any tension leave your body as we prepare to be still before God for this short time. This is something that I routinely do. It helps me to pause during life's busyness and just become more aware of God in my surroundings. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, your day. We thank you for your faithfulness to us this week and for your unending love for us. I pray for each person listening today that through your word you would make your presence known to them, reveal something new of yourself to them and fill them with your joy. Even though we cannot meet physically, I thank you for this family in Shotgate, and I pray for all those who are in need, in whatever way, that you would meet that need. Be with us now, we pray, and may our worship bring glory to your name. Amen. I've asked Sue to do an opening reading for us this week, as we still our hearts before the Lord and pause for this time. The reading is from Romans chapter 12, 9-21. Please do read along if you have your Bible to hand. I chose this passage because I've been reminded myself recently that it's so important at this time for us to show love to those around us, those we are living with, those we are keeping in touch with remotely, our neighbours, colleagues and each other as a church family. It's a challenge to show this love and also not to judge others, and I speak for myself here, but let us try to model Christ even as we experience the frustrations, challenges and emotions of this time. Let us be a light in the darkness still, however we can. I'm going to hand over to Sue.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you are well and look forward to catching up with everybody soon. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9-21. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another warmly as Christian brothers and sisters and be eager to show respect for one another. Work hard and do not be lazy. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray at all times. Share your belongings with your needy fellow Christians and open your homes to strangers. Ask God to bless those who persecute you. Yes, ask him to bless, not to curse. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Have the same concern for everyone. Do not be proud, but accept humble duties. Do not think of yourself as wise. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. Amen.
Thank you, Sue. Now, Pam has recorded us a couple of songs to lead us in this time of worship. The first song is All Heaven Declares. I would encourage you to find the lyrics and sing along at home, even if it's just in your own head, if you're not brave enough to sing out loud. So take it away, Pam. The next song is As the Deer Pants for the Water, which I think is a familiar one for all of us. So again, have a think on the lyrics and sing along as Pam plays. Thank you, Pam, for those lovely songs. Now, we're going to move on to our main reading for today, which is Psalm 34, as I mentioned. Now, it's not a short psalm, but I felt it was important to read it in its entirety, so I've asked Maureen and John to take half each, so I'm going to hand over to them.
Morning, everybody. Hope you are well. Reading this morning comes from Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongues from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him.
Thank you, Maureen and John. Now, to be honest, I partly chose this psalm because it's not one that Palani is looking at doing over the coming weeks. But as I was reading around different psalms, I felt that this one was appropriate to us today. It encouraged us to think about our past, reflect on our present, and look forward to our future. So let's look a little bit deeper. The psalm was written by David, a man I'm sure we all know the story of. As it says in the header notes of the psalm, this psalm was written after a narrow escape. You can read the full story in 1 Samuel 21, verses 10 to 15. As I read the psalm, I was sure that David was praising God for that particular situation, but I think he takes it on to the next level as well. Throughout the psalms, some of them, when I've read them, it always strikes me how sometimes David looks at a present situation and then his mind and his praises go outward and upward, recognising God's greatness in all things, not just that situation. I'm going to just pick out a few things for us to think about and reflect on this morning. So verses 1 to 3 is an encouragement for us to praise God. Did you notice that first verse? I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. What a challenge that is for us and for me. I certainly can't say that I meet up to that, but it's an encouragement for us to try. And looking again at verse 3, let us exalt his name together. And the emphasis is on together. Again, what an encouragement that can be to us. We have each other as Christ and his family, even whilst we are apart. We know that we have a family also seeking to praise God for who he is and what he does. And even when our human emotions take over, and frankly we just don't feel like it, or our circumstances overwhelm us, we can encourage each other to still praise God, lifting our eyes to the only one who can help us. I think we all know that the Christian walk is not a solitary one. God wants us to be a fellowship of believers, and we need each other to encourage, challenge, support and share. It's a good reminder for me, that verse, to try and not go it alone, but to remember the importance of being open to others and working at our relationships with fellow believers. How fantastic will it be when we can meet again one Sunday morning, all lifting our voices in song together. For me, verses 4 to 7 and 15 to 18 are assurances that he hears our prayers. Again, how much do we need to be reminded of that today in this present situation? Of course, he may not answer how we would like, in our timescale, or to make things easier for us, but he does hear and he does answer. It's often encouraging to hear testimonies from other people how God has answered their prayer, often looking back in life. John and I started keeping a prayer book when we were first dating, during that really shy stage when you go to pray with someone and the mind goes blank. So we started keeping lists of things that were on our hearts, so that when we next saw each other we could pray and talk through those things together. As we got married, we needed the list a lot less, obviously, but we still keep noting things down every so often, as it's such a blessing to look back over those 5 years that we've had together. Some things were answered in a week, some things took 4 years, and others we don't know about yet, But what an encouragement it's been to us to take the time to reflect on how God has answered us. And we all have that testimony inside of us. So I would encourage you to take some time this week to think back and reflect on times when you've prayed for something, maybe just once or faithfully over many years. How did God answer you? I'm sure it was an encouragement to you at that time to see that journey. Let it continue to be so now as we go through these strange times. There are so many reasons listed in this psalm to praise God for his blessings, particularly as we read through verses 8 to 15. But if you look, you can see that we need to be active participants. Seeking, asking, tasting, praying, keeping from evil, calling on, etc. Our relationship with God is not one way. Like all our relationships, we should nurture it, communicate, and enjoy it. Most importantly, of course, we should share this relationship with others. And this is in verse 8. We should say to people, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. How we long for those in our lives to know him. So let's continue to share Christ in whatever way we can, however small a way to those around us. And we should also continue to prioritise our own personal tasting. How can we experience God's goodness if we don't spend time with him and his word and seek to obey it? This is always a challenge to me personally, and of course there have been times when I've let priorities slip. It's only been when responding to a prompting that I've realised and sought to make a change. I know many of you have been able to spend additional time with God during this time of isolation, reading and praying. I would encourage you to share any thoughts with us, either now or when we are back meeting together, so that those blessings and those encouragements can be shared with others. Verse 14 also strikes me as something to think about. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursuing peace, again, seems to suggest that we need to be active. And for me personally, I thought it linked quite well from the Romans passage that Sue read earlier, that we should work at living peaceful lives with those around us to give glory to God. Now, moving on to verses 7 to 18, it just reminds me of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. Verse 17 is, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So let me read Matthew 5 as a reminder to you. I'm going to read verses 1 to 10. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I'd encourage you to read through those again and just have a think about them. Think about God's blessings and how, you know, as Polani was saying last week, he's with us even in you know, the darkest of places. We read a few weeks ago Psalm 23, the classic psalm, and God is with us even in those valleys that we are in. So let's turn back to Psalm 34 and just the closing verses there, 19 to 22. I'll read them again as a refresher. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servant. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. For me, these closing verses were a simple reminder to us that God is with us always. And it's also a really frank reminder of the gift of salvation that he has blessed us with, so that we have that security of eternal life to look forward to in our future. It says no one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. And we have that assurance. We are redeemed and we will not be condemned. If anyone has access to YouTube, I'd definitely recommend listening to a song, "I Will Glory in My Redeemer." It's a fantastic hymn with great lyrics, and I'd encourage you just to think on that and just think on that gift that God has given us and that we still have, even when so much around us has changed and is uncertain. We still have that certainty. So let's praise God in a closing song together. Pam is going to play Father God, I Wonder, and it's an uplifting song, as this is an uplifting psalm. So do clap along if you can, if you've not got neighbours that you're going to wake up. Do clap along and sing along with this song. Thank you, Pam. I've asked Gary to close this time together with a word of prayer.
Lord, as we move into another week of uncertainty, we are reminded of that famous quote, "I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future." We trust you because you are sovereign in all things. We bring to you all who are going through trials of various kinds. We pray that you would draw close to each, that they would not be anxious, but trusting. We pray for our leaders to give them wisdom, that they would make the right decisions at the right times. We hope that all the lessons learned recently of kindness shown to each other in the community would not be lost once we are out of lockdown. We bring to you all who work on the front lines. Lord, be with them. And we do ask for Shotgate as a church, that the community may be drawn in at some time. Lord, because at this time, people do think of life and death. Lord, we do pray that for some reason, that they may see the church as being relevant. Lord, that we would be willing and ready to answer and draw close to all that may come in. Amen.
Thank you, Gary. So we've reached the end of today's service. Thank you for listening. I hope there have been some encouragements in what I've shared and what we've read together. Please do continue to share prayer requests with Pam throughout the weeks to come so that we can continue praying as a fellowship together. And let's keep each other in our thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. As we close, I just want to read 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. As Polani would say, keep safe, keep in touch, and keep the faith. Speak to you all soon. Thank you.